one of my favorite shows on television, One Day at a Time. It was a star-studded cast, but my favorite, obviously, was Barbara Cooper, who on the line with us right now, Valerie Bertinelli. How are you?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
We are very excited to talk to you. I have to get this right out in the open. I always wanted to be you. Watching One Day at a Time, I played basketball. Barbara Cooper was always bouncing a basketball. You had great hair. You married a rock star. You have a kid named Wolfie, and you love to cook. I think I am stalking you.
Valerie, does a day go by that you don't hear that, that somebody doesn't come up to you and say, I either wanted to marry you or be you or something? That happens every day, doesn't it?
I think One Day at a Time touched so many people that it warms my heart every time I hear it, because I know that our show meant something, and to be able to work with Norman Lear, and as talented and as amazing as he is, you know, he made sure all those shows really did touch people's hearts. And I was just lucky to be along for the ride.
Valerie, we were saying earlier that at the time it was groundbreaking because you had a woman that was divorced and talked about it. It wasn't hidden. She was a divorced woman raising a family. That was new territory for TV.
It was very new territory, yeah. We premiered in 1975, and, you know, yes, of course, there were divorced parents, but it was a challenge, and not a lot of people saw themselves on TV. So I think that's what resonated so much with people.
And you're back on TV, of course, the Food Network's Valerie's Home Cooking, also co-host of the Food Network's Kids Baking Championship. Bertinelli, obviously Italian. I'm half Italian. I know that a lot of family recipes get made in an Italian household. You've loved to cook for a while, haven't you?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I've been cooking longer than I've been acting. So this just feels like my two worlds colliding in the perfect way.
And you're going to be out in Downers Grove on Sunday, Anderson's Bookshop.
I'm coming to see you guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Sunday at 2 p.m. The new book came out just, what, last week?
It did. It came out on Tuesday.
Valerie's Home Cooking. What will we find in this?
You'll find all the recipes that, I should say some of the recipes I've stolen from my mom, some I've stolen from my husband, and a lot of recipes I just had fun developing in my kitchen by myself, and a lot of the recipes I had fun developing with my culinary team on my show, Valerie's Home Cooking. You get a little bit of everything in this book, and I just want your life to be easier in the kitchen, so I'm hoping that's what I accomplished with my book.
Mostly Italian-based, Valerie, or are they all across the globe?
Oh, I got them all across the globe. I've got some, you know, some peanut sauce that my mother-in-law, Mrs. Van Halen, God rest her soul, taught me how to make. I've got my mother-in-law now, Helen Vitale. She taught me how to make a few things. I've got a espresso rubbed steak that I stole from my husband.
Wow.
And played with his recipe. And I've got a lot of recipes, some from my Aunt Norma and some from my mom. And I even put some of the pictures of her recipe cards in there because I just loved how they're all stained because I know she loved making them.
Now, can we expect lawsuits to follow? It sounds like there was a lot of thievery behind the scenes. Is that going to end up that way?
I don't know who to steal from.
Good.
Does Wolfie contribute a recipe at all, like maybe peanut butter and jelly or something? Is he a cook?
He is not. I mean, he does cook a little bit, but I do have some lamb chops in there that that Wolfie used to love, and now he asked me not to make them ever again because I made them too much.
Oh, wow.
You know, I got to be honest with you. Being a mom, that's what happens sometimes. I don't have a lot of time to cook during the week, so I try to cook a good meal on Sundays for sure. And my kids just said the other day, it's like, Mom, you kind of always make the same thing. So your cookbook has come at a perfect time.
Fabulous. I got some great slow cooker recipes in there that are great for Sundays, and they can definitely last you through the whole week. Oh, good. I'm happy to be helpful.
You are very helpful. Go back to the peanut sauce for just a second, and here's why. My wife always gets, we eat Thai food a lot, and she'll always get like a big jar of peanut sauce, and we put it on almost anything. That's the beauty of peanut sauce, is there's no food that it doesn't mesh with, right?
I totally agree. Yeah, unless, of course, you have peanut allergies, then you have to be
right.
Very, very careful.
Okay, good. You have to throw in a disclaimer. Absolutely right. I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Downers Grove, 2 p.m. on Sunday. Very exciting. We wish we could have had you in the studio to meet you, but
I do, too. I'm in the Lincoln Tunnel right now as I'm talking to you. I'll be flying in on Friday. Like, I'll get there Friday evening, and I should be all ready for all of my Saturday dates and Sunday.
I can't believe the signal we're getting with you being in a tunnel right now, because it's pretty clear.
Crazy? I'm in the middle of the Lincoln Tunnel. I kid you not.
Are you in a safe place? Now we're concerned for you, Valerie. Is
She's
everything
in a
okay?
car.
You're in a car? All right, good. Well, I don't want you just wandering around a tunnel.
Okay. Yeah, that would be silly.
That would be bad. Okay, good. I have to ask you this. Not only One Day at a Time resonating with your fans, but certainly hot in Cleveland. Working with Betty White, was that a dream come true? I can't imagine how pleasant that must have been to deal with her on a weekly basis.
Oh, you have no idea. On a daily basis, it was I shot out of bed, couldn't wait to go to work because I so adored playing with all three of those women. And Betty really, truly is a magical human being. She's so lovely and she's so full of gratitude and kindness and grace. And she's, on top of all that, hysterically funny.
And so inspirational, too. I think for a lot of us, as we get older, we think to ourselves, oh, what are those years going to be like? And you see someone so vivacious and sharp, and you say to yourself, well, you can pull it off. Look, she's doing it.
Absolutely. Oh, please. There was times where the three of us would be like, oh, my God, we're so tired. This schedule they have us on. And then we'll look at Betty, and she's coming in going, hi, good morning, everybody. We're like, oh, God, we can't complain. We're 30 years younger than her.
What did she do that she is just kicking ass at this age? I mean, she is still nailing it.
She just keeps herself busy. She keeps her mind active. She does crossword puzzles, and she loves her animals, and she stays active with community service with her animals. She's just an amazing woman.
That's pretty great.
I love seeing that. I really do. Answer this for us, because Wendy and I were debating this earlier. Being married to a rock star is almost everybody's dream, but you got to admit there's some peaks and valleys that come along with that, right?
Well, sure. I mean, you have to be married to, first of all, the person that you love, and then their job comes along with it. So sometimes Ed's job wasn't, you know, real conducive to a good relationship, which is why we're not married anymore.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But you made it a long time, and you got Wolfie, and Wolfie's mom is your handle on Facebook, correct? Is it Twitter as well?
Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, I'm all Wolfie's mom. I was told by social media experts to change my name to Valerie Bertinelli so people knew where to find.
Oh, now I think
if somebody wants to find me, they will.
Yeah, definitely. It's pretty easy to Google you. I know that Bill loves lobster rolls. I got to tell you, there is a lobster BLT recipe in this cookbook, Bill.
And it's divine.
And who
it's
did you
so
steal
divine.
This one from, Valerie? I'm concerned. Where'd you find this?
That one I actually came up with myself.
Oh, you did?
There you go.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Well, then when I write a cookbook, I will steal it from you to make everything come full circle.
You got it.
Can't wait to read it. It's Valerie's Home Cooking, and you can meet her on Sunday at Anderson's Bookshop in Downers Grove. It's on Main Street, 5112 Main Street, Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., and you have to get tickets to this special event. They're exclusively at valerieandersons.brownpapertickets.com. Again, just Google it. It's easier to do that. Such a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks so much, guys. Maybe next time I can come in town for a little longer and actually visit you in studio.
Or we can tunnel down and meet you there. Whatever's easiest for you.
You got it.
All right. Thanks, Valerie. Have a good time.
Thank you.
Take care.
I want this cookbook. There is not only lobster BLTs, quick rotisserie chicken gumbo.
Oh, that sounds all right.
Because it takes, you can make it very quickly, and Bloody Mary tea sandwiches.
What's wrong with that?
Absolutely
nothing.
You can
have that every day for lunch. It all sounds good. All right, we'll take a quick break and then more show. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.